This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The World Health Organization on Wednesday declared Mpox a global public health emergency for the second time in 2 years following an outbreak of the viral infection in Democratic Republic of Congo that has spread to neighboring countries.
The emergency committee met and advised me that, in its view, the situation constitutes a public health emergency of international concern.
WHO Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the status is WHO's highest level of alert and can accelerate research, funding, and international public health measures and cooperation to contain a disease. The United States and key mediators Egypt and Qatar are intensifying efforts to push Israel and Hamas toward a ceasefire deal. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wadakwasara has this report.
Talks are scheduled Thursday in Doha, the capital of Qatar. Hamas, a U.S.-designated terror group, is signaling it will not attend. Hamas political officer Osama Hamdan said the group expects to be told by the mediators that Israel has accepted what is being offered, and any meeting should be based on talking about implementation mechanisms and setting deadlines, rather than negotiating something new. On Wednesday, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre projected confidence that talks will happen. Patsy Wadakwasara, VOA News, Washington.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday Ukraine's troops had, quote-unquote, advanced well in Russia's Kursk region as Kyiv's biggest cross-border attack stretched into a second week. The Ukrainian army entered the Kursk region on August 6, capturing dozens of settlements in the biggest offensive by a foreign army on Russian soil all the way back since World War II. This is VOA News. Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida effectively announced his resignation on Wednesday, VOA's Bill Gallo reports.
Japan's Fumio Kishida said Wednesday he will not seek re-election as head of Japan's ruling Liberal Democratic Party. That means he'll step down as prime minister next month. At a news conference, Kishida said he takes responsibility for the serious situation, a series of domestic controversies, including one involving millions of dollars in undocumented political funds. That scandal, along with rising inflation, made Kishida unpopular at home. Over the past 3 years, Kishida has worked to align Japan more closely with the West. He's also taken steps to loosen his country's self-imposed military restraints. Most notably, Kishida increased Japan's defense budget. By 2027, Japan will likely trail only the United States and China in military spending. Bill Gallo, VOA News, Seoul, South Korea.
U.S.-sponsored talks on securing a ceasefire in the devastating conflict in Sudan kicked off in Switzerland on Wednesday, despite the Sudanese government staying away. War has raged since April 2023 between the Sudanese army and the paramilitary Rapid Support Forces. The talks are being convened by U.S. Special Envoy for Sudan, Tom Perriello, who said after the opening session that it was high time for the guns to be silenced. The talks, which could last up to 10 days, are being held behind closed doors in an undisclosed location in Switzerland. Some elephants from Namibia are getting a new home across the border in Angola after conservationists realized the animals needed a new habitat to survive. Vitalio Angula reports from Windhoek, Namibia.
The Kwatir Game Reserve in southeastern Angola was known for its bustling elephant population during colonial times. But the 27-year war between Angola's government and UNITA rebels, which ended in 2002, led to every last elephant in the reserve being killed. Reserve owner Stefan van Wyk is working to reintroduce the jumbos to the 40,000-hectare game reserve. He's getting the elephants from Mount Echo Reserve in Namibia, where 7 years of persistent drought has decreased forage and grazing land for a herd of 50 elephants. Vitalio Angula for VOA News, Windhoek, Namibia.
UNICEF says children in West and Central Africa are increasingly exposed to extreme heat, creating health concerns. The UN's Children's Agency, in a new report published on Wednesday, says the frequency of heat waves in the region has more than quadrupled since the 1960s, leaving children more vulnerable to developing chronic conditions and contracting infectious diseases that spread in high temperatures, such as mosquito-borne malaria and dengue. The report coming after West Africa experienced an unprecedented heat wave earlier this year, leading to a surge of deaths in the region. I'm Joe Ramsey.